It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of December. Tis the season to be jolly. Hope you didn't put your smoker or your grill away yet, because I don't know about where you are listening, but where we are, it's still very much grilling season. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
How y'all doing?
Well, better than you.
If you
took
say,
you a minute to get out to bed this morning. We're running a little late, but here we go.
If you say ho, 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 are you a sexist?
Right. all depends who you're talking to.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it did take me a while to get out of bed, and I'm sleeping alone this weekend. Believe it or not, my bride took off for a week. And
if any of you know Bob from the show, his wife loves to go on little vacation.
She should be a flight attendant.
Right.
Then it wouldn't cost anything.
Right. Yep. But
you could actually make money.
Right. I think it's no reflection on her desire to travel. It might be a reflection on Bob's personality, but we haven't figured that out quite yet.
There's a little bit of truth in all sarcasm.
Right. Yeah.
But there's a lot of truth in that one. My daughter is wrapping up a 3-month gig in New York, and she wants her mom to be out there to go to the party. She does makeup, and she's working for the show called Chopped.
On the Food Network.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, but not really, because you're a foodie family.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, she's doing makeup instead of lettuce.
Right, yep.
So she ain't chopping that. She's chopping up people's skin.
Right.
But so they have a big party at the end of the season.
Tapings and
yes.
stuff. Yeah, yeah, sure.
And she, of course, wants to bring her mother, who is so... You can bring my wife anywhere because she's so good in a crowd.
Right.
She's great to have on your arm, and everybody loves her more than you. It's perfect.
Right. Yep. Great equation.
It's just the truth. I figured that out after dating her about a month or two up at Ferris.
Right.
Anyway.
Speaking of Ferris.
Yeah.
For our listeners here in West Michigan, if you're a Grand Valley fan, that didn't go so well for you last weekend, but the Ferris Bulldogs are now in the semifinals for the national championship. They won it last year,
mm-hmm.
and it's at Big Rapids today. Game time is 12:30. So
isn't that an amazing story?
Right, and they're going to make a run at it again. They're one game away from the national championship game. So
we should just run up there to the game.
Right. Well, I have some affiliation up there because I'm doing some work for the university.
Yeah, but and you I tried and I to get tic- there.
I tried to get tickets, and they're pretty much sold out.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Can't
I called
you call
up
Dave
there.
And get up in the president's suite?
Yeah. Well, Dave retired.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh.
So now we have Bill Pink is his name, and Dr. Pink was the grand the community college president, and then when Dave retired, Bill got the job up there.
I mean, can you imagine the retirement you get when you're the president of a university? Conrad, it might be better than yours and mine.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah, he was there 19 years, too, so it was good. But anyway, I made a call or two, and, you know, they kind of laughed at me and said, you know, I,
really?
I get it, but, well, it's...
Did you tell them who you were?
Nah, that didn't seem to matter.
Grillin', G-R-I-L-L.
Didn't seem to matter.
Yeah,
but.
No, I don't know any gorillas.
Right, yeah. But.
Well, listen, we have I'm doing some catering gigs for Christmas parties.
Well, imagine that. That's
for
kind
Christmas
of what you do,
parties,
right? Yeah.
You know, and that's exciting.
Right.
So we're going to talk. Popping in at the last minute, you know, they're just, hey, we have 50, we got 100 guys or whatever. Can you do something? Can you fit us in? It's like, yeah, I'll stay up all night if I have to
right.
fit you in. Because
you
make rain. How does it make hay while the sun's shining?
Right.
You know,
yep.
make rain when you're moonshining? I don't know how that goes. But.
Right. But anyway, so, well, we'll talk during the show. We'll talk a little bit about some of the menu items because I think that this is a time of year, one of my favorite times of year for a lot of reasons, but predominantly people are happy when they're eating together. Generally, and so I enjoy.
What do you think, Conrad?
my mouth is full. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I've always enjoyed cooking for and with people during the holidays.
That's so their mouths will be full of food and you can just do all the talking.
Right.
We already know your MO here, Joppy.
Says the caterer who is feeding everybody around him. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I got a cool one for you. We're having another grandbaby. And
so
it's going to be a boy.
Yeah.
And when Alex was born, he's my first boy. When Alex was born, one of my good friends, I had a couple buddies in high school that were foreign exchange students. And one was from Yugoslavia. His name was Misha. And when Alex was born, I wanted to name him Misha. And my wife had a fit. It's like, it's a cool name. It's very ethnic for us, for Finns and Russians. And it's just, it's part of, you know, that's what you do. And she's like, no way. I'm Irish. It's okay to have a, you know, all the Irish crap.
Okay. So,
this baby is going to, Jordan's going to name him Misha. And his middle name is going to be his brother's first name.
Oh.
Misha Alexander.
Oh.
That's like totally right off the boat from my people.
Yeah. Cool.
So I'm getting, this is like double payday for me.
And so you've got five granddaughters?
This would be number six, yeah.
Right, and this will be the first grandson. I've got my first grandson on the way, be born late March is when she's due. So we're excited about that, too.
It's nice.
Going to be a fun time.
Late March, that might be like a, well, I don't know when.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, but, I think they're like going to be June, probably.
Right. Yep.
Get yours done, then we'll take care of ours.
Okay, yeah, right. We'll do all
paint
that.
Paint the house in between there.
Right,
yep. Exactly. and then we had fun at Fen Valley.
Yeah.
Yesterday, cruised
Brian,
up there.
Brian Lesperance, proprietor at Fen Valley, the guy is an amazing wealth of information. And every time I go down there, and you all should go too, because it's 35 minutes from our Granville studios here, and we're sitting in the winery. It's right down 196, and then you hit 31, and you know, there's just past the Douglas exit. It's the next exit, but look it up and put in Fen Valley. You get there. But wonderful, wonderful tasting room. Probably 40, 45 varietals of wine that they produce that are all there, and you can taste them
before you
buy them.
You have to go on the tour. You should definitely get down there if you can before Christmas. Just to pick up some really cool Christmas gifts. But more importantly, you got to go there in the nicer weather when they have all the big events going on so you can get hooked up into one of these tours. I'm not a tour guy, okay? I hate tours. Don't put me on a bus, none of that crap. But I'll tell you what, when you go to Fen Valley and you get that little quick little trip down to the cellar, holy shite. It's something else.
Yeah, you see some things that you read about, but you can see them there in person.
Yeah,
about
you feel like an ant.
Right, feel how the wine is made and watch where it's stored, and you're literally underground in caverns down there where they store it because the temperature's consistent once you get underground, and that's really good for aging wine.
Yeah.
And that's why it's down there, and they have it.
And
you would never know it if you pull in. It's not like they're in a mountainside.
No, you don't see it.
It's all underground.
Yeah, it's like NORAD, baby.
Right.
Do you want to plug today's event there at Fen Valley? Because today is the 5th annual Sip and Shop Artisan and Craft Market. That's today, 11 to 5 at Fen Valley. They're offering extra 5% off a case or more.
Wow.
And,
an extra 5% off.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got 20.
They always got case specials.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Yep. 20 local vendors, and you know, they're getting in the holiday spirit. So we salute you, Fen Valley.
Shoot, we should have waited a day. We could have got extra 5% off.
Right. Yeah.
Dang it, Brian.
But thanks, Conrad, because how relevant is that? If you're listening this morning, they'll be there all day, and it's a great little ride right down there. You'll enjoy yourselves. And I know that they'll have some really, really unique gifts.
Well, what I wanted to say is when you're in that cellar, you're so small compared to these giant bats. I mean, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kid or kind of thing. You know, you're walking around. The ceiling's what? 40 feet tall.
Wow. Right.
And it's a basement.
Right.
I mean, the ceiling's 40, 50 feet up. I don't know what, but these tanks have to be at least 25 feet tall and just giant. And you're standing next to it, and it's like, wow, that's a lot of wine.
Yeah, it is.
And there's
several of them.
There's 30 of them.
Right, yeah, right, exactly.
It's like, I feel like I'm in a missile silo.
Right. All right, coming up next, we're going to dive into a little holiday food, maybe a little techniques and tricks to get your bird just right. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM. You can find us on that world wide web at thegrillingguys.com, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world on jethro.fm. Tune in and you will hear Bob's pipes and my chirping. So anyway, speaking of chirping,
don't forget to get your Christmas gifts and get them from our clients. Get them from our sponsors, okay?
Right.
Got to help out people that help us out and keep us on the air. People like Mike Lindell at MyPillow.
Right.
Alan Bob's, Millbrook Tech. Yep,
they're going to be on the show a little bit later. They are. We're going to cover a bunch of gifts. You're going to be amazed what they have down there.
And, oh my gosh.
It's not a fishing store anymore.
And I was a little meh when they hooked up with Millbrook, and I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know what. Horse girls. Yeah, horse girls. Right. They're so hot. No, yep. They have cowboy boots. They have cowboy hats. They got all these
full line of clothing, tack and stuff. It's cool. And if you've not been exposed to that, there's some really cool stuff there.
But they're so nice. Yep. Those people. That's a huge side of the store, and it dwarfs Alan Bob's.
Right.
But you know what?
Fits right in.
It does. Because all the guys getting fishing rods can go over to the other side and get their wife some pretty little cowgirl boots.
But there's a lot of guy stuff there, too. There's full men's clothing there and the boots. I bought a couple pairs of boots there. Now, you know, one was hunting boots, but the other ones were cowboy boots. I'm not a cowboy, but I bought a pair
because they're comfortable.
Yeah, no, I wear them. I wear them. You know, it makes me about a heel taller. Just what I need.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So, chirping. Back to chirping.
Yeah. Smoking a turkey. Why do you say chirping?
Well, because that turkey clucks and chirps, and I talked about it earlier. Trying to segue, it didn't work. Yeah. If you dissect it, it doesn't work. You got to roll with it.
I love listening to turkeys when I'm in a tree deer hunting because you can hear the hens first.
Right. Yep.
And,
yep.
And that is a chirp.
Right.
I just never heard it called that before.
But anyway, so we covered turkeys pretty thoroughly before Thanksgiving, but I think it's one of the foods. Hams are real cheap. We're going to talk about those later in the show, but turkeys are still a good value.
Oh my gosh, yes.
For
people were having a fit because they went from 29 cents a pound to 60.
Yeah, right.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You're getting protein for 60, 80 cents a pound?
Right. Yep.
That can't be a problem.
Right.
My daughter Maggie, my son-in-law's and his father have a metal company up in Belding, and they got all these robot machines and they make cool stuff for Humvees, military stuff. And so every year they get all their employees some like cool stuff. This year they got them all a fresh turkey.
Yep.
And Maggie made it for us for Thanksgiving Day. Randy, I think it was the best turkey I ever ate in my life, yep. Honestly. And all she did was bake it. Christian actually smoked it. But she put it – I don't want to throw her under the bus, but she actually threw it in a turkey bag, and then he put it in the smoker.
Because so the smoker's now an oven. It's not really there for smoke.
It really
right?
is. But it's one of those with the bull horns on it. It's a pellet grill, you know. The
oh, yeah.
Rec-Tec. Rec-Tec. But they basically needed the oven space.
Yeah.
But then he cut slots in the bag, so it got a little bit of smoke to it. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. That thing was the most tender, gorgeous thing in the world. So if you have a turkey farm anywhere around you, you don't have to wait until Thanksgiving.
Well, and you don't need to go to Turkey Farm, because you go to Sobey Meats. He can source them for you anytime, and they'll be cleaned and ready to go.
But he took us to the Turkey Farm a few times.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the ranch,
Turkey Ranch.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. No, you're right. I'm just saying. But if you have turkey ranches, turkey farms around you, and I'm going to say ranch, your meat guy might have a supply of something right. local.
Right.
Because a lot of the big turkey producers got bought up by, you know, Sara Lee and stuff right. like that.
Yep.
So
yep.
they're all.
We have Michigan Turkey here in West Michigan, which is a giant producer of that. I have a client that provides some of the labor source for them, and they're doing like 240,000 turkeys a week.
Remember, we had that guy on the show.
Yeah. Yep.
The guy that started it.
Yeah.
He's from like Allendale.
Right. Yep. But there's a bunch of turkeys. There's a bunch of turkeys being processed, but cooking one. What do you do to season it? Tell me when you season it. Do you go under the skin with anything, or do you just put it on the top, or what's your thought on that?
I leave it up to my wife.
Okay, well
I never do turkey.
Okay, there's a dead end road. We usually go down these rabbit trails, wow. and he's like, I'm shutting that crap down right now.
I'm just kidding.
All right, Bob. Well, I'm tired, so I'm going to take a nap. Go for it, brother.
All right. Life on farms kind of laid back. Yeah. Well, we very often do Maureen's family's Christmas. We used to. This year, the last couple of years, we got out of it. But it's a big family. There's 10 kids. So when you do their party, you better plan on 100 people coming
over.
Well,
you do that in the summer, too.
We do it now in the summer because right. we have more yard than we have living room.
Well, it doesn't everybody. Yeah.
Not you.
Everybody. Yeah. Right.
So... we had to go from one turkey to two turkeys to three turkey. And so finally, you know, we only have one oven, right? We don't have a big double,
like most
double
people.
Oven, right? So I said, hey, I got you figured out here, babe. Let's let me do one on the smoker and you do two of them in the oven. And she's like wrinkling her nose. She goes, no, nobody wants that. Yeah, because it's not traditional. And she's... you know, this good Catholic girl who has to do everything by the rules. And when you talk about smoking a turkey, sounds like you're doing something at deer camp. You know, she's like, nah, nobody will want that.
Right.
So we did the one. I did one on my smoker, and she did two in the oven. We brought them in on the table all together, and that one that was smoked was picked clean before anybody even took a slice of the other ones. Right. It's that good. This is what you want to do to a turkey.
So a couple things that I would caution people on is you don't want to over smoke it, because smoking goes from a really good flavor to a really acidic bellyache if you put too much smoke on anything.
Okay, freeze frame.
What?
How are you going to control that?
Well, how I'm going to control
it depends on what you're smoking with.
Right, exactly. That's where I was going. I stay away from mesquite. I stay away from
the piece of equipment.
Well, that too, but where I was going to go is the type of wood. Use a fruit wood, an apple, a cherry.
Isn't that funny?
Make such a big, strong,
pecan,
smoky flavor.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the first thing.
And I mean, there are so many, Conrad, there are so many ways that you can go sideways on a smoke job like this. Not like the ones you go to.
Yeah.
But... No, there are so many ways you can go sideways.
Sure.
It's the wood you're using, the equipment you're on, all these different variables. I mean,
right.
Do you see why people get frustrated trying to do barbecue?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like anything else. You got to practice, and then you figure out what you did wrong, because that's where we all learn. We don't learn when we do something right. We remember that, but we learn when we do something wrong.
And that's true, because when you do something right, you're probably just in cruise control, you know, you're
right.
You know,
well, and you aren't pushing yourself. You aren't trying something new. You're trying something you know, And a lot of times that's good, but, you know, in order to grow, you got to try take a chance. But anyway, so maybe the next segment will be better. So coming up next, we're going to try a ham. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes the T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake.
Welcome back. It's the grilling guys on Jethro FM. We're all over this wide world on Jethro.fm or thegrillingguys.com. But thanks for tuning in. We're in the middle of December, and the stress starts to happen a little bit as people they tend to spend money they don't have for people they think that really need stuff that don't. And I'm in that category, right?
Yeah. Let me see your spice there, Jop.
All right.
A couple weeks ago, we had Chef Calvin on the show from Miami. I think he's from Louisiana, actually, but he's got a spice company called Spiced Up, and he sent me all these samples, and here's a couple for you. He didn't send me a bunch of them. He sent me like four.
Oh, so I got half.
You got the two I didn't want.
Typical. Typical.
No, actually, I got you two that I thought would help you. The one is Asian, and I don't really think you've ever cooked any Asian food, so I thought, well, if you need to do something with a little Asian flair, you got a kit.
Yeah,
add water and stir.
Okay, so earlier in the year, if you've been listening, I bought one of those Blackstone griddles. Okay, so this is Dutch kid Asian. Asian is what I'm doing because I'm learning to do stir fries and I'm learning to do different things that they would do on a hibachi.
Wait a minute, I think you just made up a word there.
No, I might have.
Dutch kid Asian.
Right. Yeah. But I'm learning to do things on that griddle.
Oh, so you're doing a little Benihana.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Flipping the eggs.
You get two spatulas with one of those things, so you really got to learn how to
Conrad,
cook
Conrad, I think
hands.
We have a new sumo wrestler here in our midst.
I am just telling you that there's a new desire to learn more about Asian cooking because I now have a piece of equipment that would lend itself to that.
You're kidding me. You're telling us now, finally, after all this time, that you got a Blackstone? Right. When were you going
to... Right. We beat that to death. But it's a new piece of equipment that a lot of guys have. They're all over the stores right now, and 5 years ago, they weren't.
Yeah.
Right? So what else is new in barbecue
and
except
if,
that?
And if you need one, I can give you Randy's address. You can just snag it out of the backyard.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder where you would buy one of those. Costco?
What?
I'd go to Costco.
A what?
Blackstone.
Oh, they got them everywhere. But Costco. I don't know. I know where I bought mine and it was, I needed it the next day when I got around to doing it. And I actually used it for a big softball tournament that I cooked for. And it was great. I did, 40, 50 burgers at a time and I had 300 guys to feed. So it turned out a bunch of food that way too.
Well, so far we blew right by the turkey and now we're blowing right by the perfect ham every time.
Hey man, I'm just telling you that's how we roll. If it's your first time listening, grilling guys, buckle up. This is the way it always goes, right?
Hey, I'm curious. Do you listen to any podcasts at all?
No.
Not even your own?
Well, I make this noise. I don't know if I want to listen to it, right?
No, well, shouldn't you learn how to do it right?
Right. Yeah.
How about you, Conrad?
I'm really not into podcasts. I like live radio, you know, so like this. But
okay, so speaking of deviating from the show plan, I'm reading
I'm going somewhere. Going somewhere here. I wanted to plug one that's really cool. It's called Jocko. Jocko Podcast. And he's a former SEAL. And I think now he's an insurance exec. He's an MMA fighter. The guy is incredible, but he's got like one of the biggest, fastest growing, hottest podcasts in the world. And it's just
where are we going with this? What does this have to do with
this?
This
is a guy's radio show, right? Guys want to listen to Jocko. I'm telling you.
One of your conspiracy theorist guys?
No. He's just a very cool, he's well known. If you don't know who he is, then now you do.
Okay. How do you spell it?
J-O-C-K-O. Jocko. I'd have to look at my phone. I don't know. It just comes in automatically. It's a marvel. It's something I got from Tim Cook. So let's do a perfect ham every time. Joppy, take it away.
I want to hear about ham because that's important to me. Let me tell you.
So there's fresh hams and there are pre-cooked smoked hams. The stuff that you see at the big box grocery stores for 89 cents a pound is, a
gelatin.
I'll spiral cut one of these or one of those is okay. I mean, it's edible.
When it plops out on the plate with all that gelatin hanging off it?
Oh, well, you got to heat it up. I mean, but, people... There's
Are you talking about opening a can?
Of course I am. Old school, buddy.
That'd be a canned ham.
Mom used to do that.
Yeah, right. Can of whoop-ass.
I'm not. Well, I didn't. They must have done that forever, right?
Right.
Because,
sure.
Because what? Refrigeration was a special thing. You didn't have it everywhere. And they used to ship. Poland.
Since the 30s on, they've had refrigeration. So
yeah,
but
those,
we still had canned hams.
Yeah. What do you think,
that's
Randy?
Not the ham I'm talking about.
You can't throw the whole can in the smoker?
I can.
I can.
Careful. Get that thing out of there, buddy. You'll burn your hand.
You'll cut yourself, too.
Right. So
don't lick the lid.
I bet I could drive to 30 stores and not find a canned ham for every store that I could find one in.
Oh, no. They're everywhere. Just go in the meat department. You'll see canned hams.
I have never seen one in a store, but I guess I don't look for them either.
All I can say is,
it Spam? Is it in the same? Is it in the same aisle where the Spam is? Is that what that is?
I feel sorry for people who listen to this show today because Duzma, I'm talking about you, Dave Duzma. Some people actually make it a point to be at their radio, like Conrad says, listening to live
radio. Don't ruin that for him, okay? Let's get this thing back on track.
Okay, ham. Ham. We're on ham. We left the canned hams on the shelf.
Yes,
okay, we're moving to something a little better.
Don't lick the lid.
So spiral. If you go to the big grocery stores right now, this time of year, 79, 89, 99 cent ham per pound is out there.
Really?
And yeah.
You think it's that cheap?
I walked by it. I know it for a fact.
Wow.
So they're out there, and basically it's a pre-cooked solution injected ham that probably most people think tastes okay. And all you got to do is heat it and eat it. You're not cooking it. You're heating it up is all you are, because it's a smoked ham that's come. It's been commercially processed. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus because it's convenient, it's priced right, and people like the taste of it, I guess. But so that's one way to do it, but you got to heat that thing up, right? So I'm going to talk about a fresh ham in a minute. But when you heat that up, you don't brine it, you don't put any more solution on it because it's been injected and it comes in a solution of brine. So I put the thing in the oven in a roasting pan, or what I particularly like to do is put it on my pellet smoker, because my pellet smoker, if I put it at about 185, 190 degrees, I get a lot of smoke. But if I turn that thing up to like 300, then the smoke kind of goes away and I get pure heat because the pellets are burning more efficiently.
Well,
they don't smoke as much.
And there again, we're back to that same thing I was trying to before. It's so easy to make a little change and your whole game just switches.
Right.
You kept saying pellet grill. Well, how many people have pellet grills? Yeah, only a percentage, right? A lot of people who smoke use just do it the old-fashioned way and just have a plain old wood pellet charcoal smoker. Not pellet, but charcoal or wood smoker. So these things we're throwing out there, keep in mind that whatever you're using for equipment may not apply to the technique we're espousing here. So you just, because you said, you know, if I'm at this temp, I get this much smoke. Dude, I had my Cajun out the other night. I was at 375, and it was smoking like a house fire. So you can actually do that with high temperature. And sometimes you want to do a fast and furious on a smoke, and you can do that with a wood smoker. You can't do that with a pellet smoker. So,
and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Which
no.
is why
no,
I was
I understand
going down
that.
The road.
I understand that. I'm just saying it's different for everybody out there depending on the equipment you're using.
Well, you know what? We're running out of time at the end of this segment, and
we're not going to touch the ham, are we?
We're not. We're not. I tried. I got intercepted. I got taken down that rabbit trail. I'm back now, but there's just not enough time. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Train Wreck Show. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
We live it. We love it. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets
Welcome tough. Back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of December, and you know what? There's a lot of gifting purchasing going on right now in my house. Hopefully, you're getting to the bottom of your list like we are, and we're getting some things taken care of, but if you've got that special person on your list that is one of those that kind of has everything, we've got a lady on the line right now you're going to want to listen to because she's got some really unique stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Christina Slonka is on the grilling line. How you doing, girl?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
good.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
If you ever go into Allen Bob's and Millbrook, you'll notice that all the frumpy old guys work back in Allen Bob's, and all these cute cowgirls work up in Millbrook. So you're listening to one of those cute cowgirls now. Now, Christina is I know you're a key player there. You've helped us so many times with different things, and we got a lot slotted for Allen Bob's and Millbrook this winter events we're going to do. But I think it's exciting for Jop and I because we both shop at your store. We love going in there. And here was the surprise for a lot of people. When Allen Bob's combined with Millbrook, it's kind of like, oh, man, what are you going to sell, horse equipment or what is it? No, it's like all this cool Western gear and sure, lots of equestrian stuff. But now the store is gigantic, so you've got all your fishing and hunting stuff plus cowgirl boots. So tell us about what we can get for Christmas.
Yeah, we definitely kind of created a really unique store here, adding Allen Bob's in. So now it's not just the guys who come shop. They bring their wives and they bring their kids and their families. So we really have something for everybody. But I do want to start off with our Santa Bucks we have going on. So that's always a fun general deal that will cover everything in our store. So whether you're horse, hunt, or fish, you'll have something that you can still save on. And that ranges from anywhere from $3 to $20 off your purchase. So just depending on how much you need to spend, you will still be able to save.
And just to be clear, she wasn't saying you horse hunt.
Yes. Yeah, don't horse hunt.
Yeah. I got a story about that.
Right. But, so, Christina, my wife and I
really enjoy the store. She walks in and she's particularly interested in the clothing. Tell us some of the stuff that you've got for the ladies there, for the guys that are listening that are still trying to find her
right.
the right thing.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so for ladies, we really kind of gear toward the outdoorsy type woman and also have her fashion date nights and events in mind, too. So we have lots of things like coats and sweaters, and Myra bags have been super popular this year.
What is that?
We have Myra bags. It's a new brand of purse, and it covers just about every style and print and whatever that you could imagine. So those are a great gift for pretty much anybody. You can always find something within their line.
So here's a cool surprise for a lot of people. You guys actually have Stormy Cromer galore there.
Yeah, and it's on sale right now.
Hey, so those two topics never usually go together, Stormy Cromer and on sale. It's one of those premium brands that demands and gets their retail price. But so when this stuff goes on sale, you better go take a look at it, because if you want some of it, I've got Stormy Cromer stuff that's 15 years old and it still looks as good as the day you got it. I mean, this stuff wears like iron. It's beautiful. But what kind of things do you have from Stormy?
We have their Stormy Cromer hats mostly. So just your wool, the ones that pull down over your ears, keep you nice and warm, the Youper trend.
Right. And you got them for ladies and men?
Yep.
Yeah. The ladies would be the Ida Cromer.
Right. Yeah. Pretty cool.
So what would be another good thing that a guy could just walk into Millbrook and Allen Bob's and say, man, I got to get my wife something, Christina. What can you do? Help me.
Okay, jewelry. Can't go wrong with jewelry. We have tons. We have turquoise has been super popular again this year, so we have a lot of turquoise stone jewelry, opal stones, home decor, because you can never go wrong with that. I know that everyone can probably relate to their wives or daughters or girlfriends always going to Hobby Lobby this time of year.
Right.
So we have our own little Hobby Lobby type selection in here.
But
tell us
also about the equestrian side. What would be like the big item you sell on that side of the business?
Oh, wow. Okay. So we have tons of tack as far as like, well, you guys would know what tack is if you're listening to me talk about tack.
But maybe not. Maybe some people don't. What is tack?
We have lots of like halters and lead ropes for horses. So those are a lot of things, or a couple of things that every horse girl is going to use. Blankets for horses. Mm. Every horse girl is going to use those. And then some fun items on top of that. Saddle pads. So the pad that goes under your saddle while you're riding.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many different prints and designs and colors and... yeah, so really just something for everybody, again, there to match whatever tack that they already have in their barn.
So you could get a horse blanket and an AR-15.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Right. It is so cool.
Yeah. Find another store where you're like, hey, honey, you go over there. I'll be over here.
Are you sure you got everything, honey?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to grab a Stormy Cromer on the way out.
Yeah, right. That's great.
So tell us how the Santa Bucks work.
So the Santa Bucks are going to be... a dollar amount based off of your total purchase. So $3 off of 15, 5 off 25, 10 off 50, and 20 off 100.
Wow, 20%. That's a great savings.
Heck yeah.
And they have some really nice stuff at Allen Bob's. Now you got a whole footwear department too, right? I mean,
yes.
I bought I'm not a cowboy, but I bought some boots there. And Bob asked me, well, do you wear them? I said, yeah, because it gives me 2 inches more of height, so I feel good about myself, right?
But
yeah,
because he's so hampered with his self-esteem. Yeah, we can
go on forever about everything in the store here, but definitely our boot department is key.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, it's like the whole center of the store. There's, I don't know when I've seen more cowboy boots than in your store.
Christina, it's not all cowboy boots either, is it? I mean, there's a whole work boot section and...
Yeah, boots, cowboy boots, and then we even have some, like, leather shoes, just like a everyday casual shoe that's super comfortable.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool. Well, Christina, where can people find you?
68th Street and 131 in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, cool. So if you're going down south of Grand Rapids on 131, the 68th Street exit, then you're kind of on the southeast corner of that intersection, just on the east side of 131, just south of 68th Street. I mean, you have to get into your lot off 68th Street, so people can find that. What are your hours?
We are open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Right. Great.
That's awesome. And, again, they actually do sell hunting and fishing gear, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you might pick up somebody a cool little gift of, like, some waders or maybe just a new fishing reel.
Right.
And
pocket knives,
yeah,
all of that
stuff.
Yeah,
here's the cool thing about walking in there. They got all these geezers like me in the back that love all this gear. So you could ask them, you tell them what you're going to be hunting or fishing for, and the next thing you know, you've got this very detailed conversation about exactly what you should have been thinking about when you're ready to make that purchase. So they steer you and help you keep from buying the wrong thing, because when you're in the woods or in the water, you want to have the right thing in your
right.
toolbox.
Yep. The thing with Alan Bobbs when we first started working with you guys was sportsman serving sportsman.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be more true. You're not looking for the aisle manager that was in plumbing last week and now he's trying to tell you where electric is.
Right.
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 These are people that actually do this stuff that are there, and it's really cool to talk to them because they'll say, well, we've heard that these are biting on this or this
right.
is really working well. I know Merle was in with a tree sling. And that's like the latest rage, and there's a whole lot of reasons why those are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Christina, thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yep, and happy holidays to you and your family. And we're going to send some people down to Alan Bob's to see you guys and
cool.
Millbrook Tech.
Right.
And we're also going to do some events with them this winter like we always used to do before the big C came along.
Right.
So we're going to do some ice fishing classes and some walleye classes, and we might have to get the grills
yep.
out and cook up a little food for those folks
yep.
down there.
Yep. Thank you, Christina. Appreciate your time, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, Alan Bob's, they've been a sponsor of our show since when we started.
The beginning.
You're right. And we're in our 14th year now, so...
It's the book of Genesis. You can find Alan Bob's.
Right, yeah. the Grilling Guys book of Genesis, anyway. But, hey, you're listening to Grilling Guys. It's the holiday season. Get out and enjoy some of this cheer. A couple weeks from now, I'm going to called the Jolly Trolley, where we're just going to ride around for 4 or 5 hours in Grand Rapids and look at Christmas lights, but it's a BYOB trolley tour with, you know, 30 of my best friends, so it should be fun. But anyway, take care, be safe out there, and celebrate the season and remember the reason for the season.
See ya.